Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A for effort, Z for... I guess A to Z. We cover all the things going on in the world and the universe. You've come to the right place for a conversation that makes sense, that's intelligent and focused, most of the time anyway. DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirschner. I can't promise you the world. It is, by the way, this is National Hunting and Fishing Day. If you didn't know that, it's also National Drink Beer Day. A lot of things to celebrate today. Have a beer and go fishing. Or do you have to go fishing first, then catch a fish, and then bring it home and cook it and have a beer? Which is the priority? How does this all work?
I think that most people can either drink before, during, and after fishing. I think, and probably do.
Is that it? How many people go fishing with a case or maybe a six-pack of beer, and they actually fall into the river or the stream, or the lake,
I don't know about that.
Or the pond, when they go out fishing. Gone fishing. How many of you have been? Are you all fishermen to a point? Have you all been fishing with your dads or somebody else at some point? Or do you go fishing now? I think it's kind of a fun thing to go out in a boat. I haven't done it for a long time. And just kind of cruise around or float around and stick out the line. And see what you can catch. Nobody here has done that? Boy, you haven't lived in Zealand.
When I was a little kid. I'm not a fisherman. When I was a little kid, my uncle took me.
Yeah. All right, so
I caught a tree. Caught a tree. That's about it.
It was this big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was this big. All right, well, if you don't go fishing, then maybe you drink beer. I guess all of you have a beer from time to time, right?
Yeah, that would be much better.
Much better. Okay. Historians point to beer as a ceremonial drink. Goes back 5,000 years because papyrus scrolls have been discovered documenting early beer recipes. If you go back, I'm sure you were thinking about this when you get up this morning. The Mesopotamians actually have been the ones who developed beer. It may have been as far back as 10,000 years. Beer made its way to Europe, gained popularity during the Middle Ages. Using contaminated water must have been much tastier. The monks were the master brewers. That's true. A lot of, you talk about wine in church and stuff. A lot of the priests and early people of God, if you will, of the church, were looped most of the time. Did you know that?
Thank goodness.
They were drinking.
It wouldn't be nearly as advanced.
No, right, exactly. All right, so what goes better with beer than pizza? Apparently, a lot of people who I like good pizza if it has, gluten-free crust. And you can't really buy that in this. Once in a while, you find one of those new, when they have cauliflower crust. I've tried those. They weren't bad. They weren't great. But Nestle is apparently the owner of DiGiorno frozen pizza, has recalled pepperoni pizzas because of labeling issues. 28,000 pounds of pizza mislabeled, and there's an undeclared allergen in them. So what is it? What's the...
Soy. Soy, yeah. Which is actually just, I think this year, made like the top nine worst allergens. So
what does it cause? What is it called?
The same anaphylaxis. If you're severely, if you're severely allergic, it's just like a peanut
can't
allergy.
Do soy
or,
at all.
Really?
Jeff can't.
And it's him. No,
is
so
it
much.
Some people?
Oh.
So they were produced. These pizzas were produced on June 30th. Have a best sell date of March. Sell it by March of next year. So they're. How do they know this? There aren't any health issues that have been reported. So how do they
apparently
know
it's not. It's also mislabeled because people think they're getting plain cheese and they're actually getting pepperoni. And pepperoni is not real pepperoni. It's all that fake soy stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's all that good that the prepared things that have all kinds of preservatives in them that are really good for you. What did we discover last week in having a conversation about this? How many 34 minutes every time you have a hot dog? You'll die 34 minutes quicker if you eat a hot dog. Every time you have a hot dog, it takes 34 minutes.
How does anybody know all that?
I mean, yeah, exactly. How do they figure that out? It's like having a Krispy Kreme donut. How bad are those for? How many moments off your life do you lose every time you get it?
I was looking at a story that came out yesterday that said COVID will take 2 years off of a man's life. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, how do people... Yeah,
well,
but
it's not average.
Like
at this point.
It's an average of who's died, and then they average that out to the, you know, lifespan. Because men live shorter lives than women. So.
Thanks a lot.
No, well, yeah.
Follow the science, Doug. Follow the science. But that's, I don't know, it's not like people have a clock over their head, and they're like, okay, you're set to expire on.
Mm-hmm. Well, like
you're some food on a shelf.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme, by the way, offering new flavors. It's fall. Everything from apple cider donuts to s'mores variety. A s'more, please? Really? A s'mores.
S'mores. A donut with marshmallows on top. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got that. But, ooh, man. Okay, so anyway, are we interested in this? Glazed cinnamon roll, that's what they're offering
the story
now.
Is that, yeah, they've now branched off from donuts into cinnamon rolls for a limited time, which are probably going to sell out at an insane rate because it's
probably
also
delicious.
Yeah, they're probably insanely good because they're coated in the glaze that the glazed donuts are that they use for glazed donuts.
And
so
fried, probably. Yeah.
It's all sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. The sun. How many people look directly into the sun? You're not supposed to do that. Yesterday and today, big time sun flares that will affect the receiving of this program. In fact, if you get an auto, it's probably because of the sun. Do yourself a favor. Go to the either NASA site or the NOAA site and look at Space Weather Prediction. There's a center there, and it has actual pictures from one of the satellites of what the sun is doing and how far out these sunstorms are going, millions and millions and millions of miles every time there's an explosion in the sun. It's not on the sun. It's in, because the sun is just a big ball of gas. And these things...
There's a joke there, probably, somewhere.
Yes, there is. The continuous flares have been shooting for about a day or so. The activity impacting lots of... Not only the satellites that carry these programs, but phones. If you had a hard time with a phone yesterday, or you may today, the auroras, very vivid in the sky last night and tonight. Usually the further north you are, the better you can see them. I don't know if anybody saw them last night. Had clear skies down where you are. All right, Victoria, Phil, you are in Phil McGinn's at the controls in our studio in Washington. You probably could see these things, and it's moving around. And it affects things like the hurricanes. Do you see the hurricane where Sam is out in the middle of the ocean?
I know. A lot of surfer friends are tracking Sam.
Yeah, right.
Hoping for a big swell.
A big swell, exactly. So it affects that sort of thing as well. I'm looking at the weather where Sam is. There actually are three storms. Did you know that brewing at the moment? Three hurricanes. This Sam is the biggest one, but there is a storm. We didn't talk about Peter, but Peter is petering out. anyway, there's another one off the coast of Africa. All right, so we have the sun, the moon. The moon's still pretty visible. And so maybe that explains, Jennifer, why Gavin Newsom signed a bill to make voting permanent in California. He was influenced.
That's just so we can keep cheating, right? Because why would you?
Yeah.
It's working out so well, so why wouldn't we keep it up? It's just, it's unbelievable.
What a boob this guy is.
Well, it's
but
not
a boob in person. I mean, there's still
lots of options. But the point is not about voting in person or the options. And the point isn't even people who vote at home. I have no problem with absentee ballots if people request the ballot to be sent to them. The problem with the mail-ins is that the voter rolls are a mess. And you've got dead people and people who have moved and people who aren't legal to vote anymore who are still on the voter rolls and they don't keep them clean. So the problem is with mail-ins is that everybody on those lists get a ballot sent to them, which means that there's 3 ballots per address sitting around, floating around out there, and what happens to them? Some people will do the right thing and throw them out. Other people will use them for whatever they want to use them for, and it's just, it's not secure, it's not safe, and I don't know. Until we get, if we were serious about cleaning up the voter rolls, I would have no problem with the mail-in ballots. It's just that they're not doing that. And there are millions of people who are on the voter rolls in California who are not eligible to vote. And so this is the problem. People that I know, people listening to my program call and say, I got 18 ballots, and I'm not making that number up or being dramatic. We got 18 ballots sent to our house. They don't belong
18.
To us. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so those people are going to throw them away. But what about the people who don't? It's really easy to just throw a ballot into a mailbox and say.
So why is this
not validated at all, though? I mean, in New Jersey, where we all did mail-in ballots last year because of COVID, and I mean, I know now that we've talked about it like for a while within our extended group of family and friends, it turns out a lot of people got their ballots returned to correct them because the signature didn't match. And they had to send in your driver copy of your driver's license to prove
ballot
who you
correction.
Are.
That's
and that's
in New
a lot
Jersey.
Of the time.
But how come that's not happening anywhere else then? Or
that's
in California?
A great question.
It depends on how many people are watching the ballot. So you have people who oversee the process, right? And if there are a lot of people who are questioning every signature, then they'll send them back, and it's called curing the ballots. So then they'll send your ballot back to have it cured before it's counted. But if you don't have enough of those people, or if the state's too big, or if you don't have those volunteers, and California's a pretty big state, then they're not going to be scrutinizing the signatures as much.
Yeah.
So it's
food for thought.
It really depends. Yeah.
For sure. 18 after the hour on the very popular DJV program.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here from Los Angeles. Victoria is here from the coast of New Jersey. And Jay Kirshner is in Nashville to bring us up to date on the latest from the Spears family drama right after this.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
All right, so the trending items of import are followed by the mistress of our social media, Jay Kirshner. Sounds like the mistress, that like Elvira, remember? She was the mistress of the night. Jay, you're in charge. Please occupy us with a blast from the past, the good old connection between Ms. Spears and Mr. Federline.
Well, they share 2 kids together, 2 teenage sons. They were married from October 2004 to July 2007, got engaged in June 2004. With all of these allegations that Britney's dad had had a security team set up recordings in her bedroom, those allegations, if they do prove to be true, KFED's attorney is already speaking in on this that, yeah, he's going to be furious. Understandably so. If his children were recorded without their knowledge, without his knowledge, because he had, like, he's their guardian, and conservatorship or not, this is not okay.
All right, so then what happens? He sues them. Is there anything left of the old Spears family after this with all the
I don't think it's so much
lawyers
of suing him, but pressing charges.
Yeah, it's a criminal act.
It's a,
and
yeah.
He should.
Two people, yeah.
Absolutely should.
in California, every party needs to know they're being recorded. And so no, none of the parties knew in this case.
And their children are underage. They're teenagers. Jaden James, the youngest, is 15. Sean Preston is 16 years old.
So what is it, child abuse? How? What are you charged with? If this
well, recording a minor probably is an extra charge on top of not getting consent. I don't know. I mean, right. Britney's lawyer was furious. But he already has filed motions based on this new documentary. And so he said that he expects Jamie Spears will probably take the fifth as to whether or not he knew about the recordings in the bedroom. And he said if he does take the fifth, that's very telling. So
well, of course it is.
Britney's lawyer is coming for him, and I love it. Because this is ridiculous.
He's ready to throw down.
You all were talking about watching this documentary and the fact that it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
What about it is hard? The stress that Britney is going through, is it actual? Are there actors involved in this, or is this just taking bits and pieces of recorded footage, interviews?
Yeah, these are people who have come forward and who are risking their own, you know, careers because they've signed NDAs. This is the costume designer, the former personal assistant who's known Britney since she was a little girl, and then the guy who worked for the security company. They're the three main people who came forward at great personal risk. And
well,
they said
who's
they
signing
to...
NDAs that protect who, the father or Britney? The NDA,
no,
the, Britney,
these people
so.
Are signing NDAs so that they won't talk about anything that they saw. So they're breaking the NDAs to come forward to share what they've
but
seen.
But who would have asked them to sign the NDAs? Is that
sorry, what?
Is that who would have asked them to sign
the conservatorship,
the
Jamie Spears.
Spears.
He didn't want anything
yeah,
getting out.
Right, okay, got it.
Yeah.
28 past the hour on the DJV Tuesday program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2022 Sorento Turbo plug-in hybrid is arriving in dealerships now with a starting MSRP of $44,990 for the SX and $47,890 for the fully loaded SX Prestige. Adding even more appeal, the Sorento PHEV may be eligible for a $6,587 federal tax credit, as well as various state incentives. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LI.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's boyfriend and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie is being searched for by the FBI in a nature preserve near the Laundrie family home. Now, Dwayne Chapman, a.k.a. Dog the Bounty Hunter, tells Fox News, Fort DeSoto, a Florida campsite near the mouth of the Gulf into Tampa Bay, could be the key to finding the fugitive boyfriend.
They registered to stay at this park.
They were registered, went through the gate, and they're on camera.
Allegedly, what we're hearing is 2 people left on the 8th. 3 people came in on the 6th, and 2 people left on the 8th. I think he's been here for sure.
Mr. Chapman describes the area as having many islands that are reachable by canoe. The United States is facing a potential federal government shutdown Thursday after the Senate failed to pass an emergency spending bill on Monday. USA Radio News.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from anywhere. And now get up to $160 off select PCs, like the Asus VivoBook laptop with Intel Core i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10-2, in-store only, limit 2.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Reports of Afghan refugees committing violent crimes after they came to the United States are very predictable because the Biden administration didn't ensure they were vetted properly before being allowed to enter the country. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin on Newsmax TV.
It's very predictable that this would happen when you don't have a thorough vetting process. Because as we found out a month ago when I made my first visit to Fort McCoy, that no one was being vetted. We were told a month and a half ago by the Biden administration that everybody's going through the SIV process. There's a thorough vetting going on. It's clear that it's not happening. And so you have a man who raped two young boys, and then you also have a man who beat his wife. And it gets even worse this week when you go out over the weekend when we heard about out in Fort Bliss, where a group of Afghans that came here beat a United States soldier, a female United States soldier. This stuff is going to continue because there was not a thorough vetting process. It's awful. Yeah, they go into the federal system now and virtually impossible to get them out of this country. I predict that they will not be deported. They're going to end up in our prison system. And by the way, if they end up in a court of law like in Dane County in Madison, who knows? They may only get a slap on the wrist. And I hope that they get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But this is the problem.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Four after the hour. Yep, Tuesday is upon us, the 28th of September. Hi, this is the Dougster with Jen Jen and Victoria and Jay. The Doug Steffen introduction, please, if you please pay attention. Jennifer Horn has lots to say, as does Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. So let's get started with a focus on a major component of Joe Biden's plan to raise revenue to pay for all of the trillions of dollars in new federal spending. The business trade community has pretty much come out together swinging. This is one of the groups that you need to have supporting you if you're going to have a successful presidency, because they support literally and figuratively members of Congress, and because the administration has made it clear that they're going to beef up the IRS. And that's not something the business community likes. Included in that proposal is a requirement for banks to turn over to the IRS every single bank account that has any transaction over $600. Do you realize what pain in the A that is?
Yeah.
This is in this huge, what they can't, what are they thinking, these people? They think
well, the law
we,
is.
Gone into
yeah, but the law is anything over $600, you're supposed to pay taxes on. So, I mean, they're just trying to
that
reinforce
mean?
The well, law.
What does it mean, $600?
If I work on the farm for a day and you give me $600 in cash and I put that in my bank account, if you give me $650, I have to pay tax on the $650. If I go to the same thing, if I go to the racetrack and bet on horses with my dad and I make $1,000, they give you a 1099 for that. You have to pay tax on anything above $600. That's the law that has been forever. So this is nothing crazy. It's just
probably not
feasible.
Absolutely. I don't want
well, it's
none
law.
Of their business what I do
it
with
is,
$600.
Though, Doug,
if
it's
I,
the
no,
law.
If I give my son $600 or I give my daughter $600, I give you as a gift for Christmas $600. No.
Well,
sorry.
It's more than that, but that is the law.
Well,
whether you get caught
changed.
Or not, or whether they want someone, you know,
caught, it makes everybody feel dirty and guilty.
I understand that, but can we agree that the law is the law, whether we like it or not? It is the law. Okay.
Well,
it is the law.
Well, I think it depends on what it's for. You know, as far as like gifting goes and earning, I mean, yes, people who earn more than $600, I have to do it at my business. I have to turn it in as a 1099. That's all true. But I think the problem by and large with this plan, and I think that you've got so many people who are against this gigantic spending bill because of what it's doing. You've got the progressives who say it's not enough. You have the moderates who say it's too much. And even, by the way, there are people who say we're willing to spend this much on projects like infrastructure, but this bill is put together so poorly that it's costing, like the value of the bill does not make sense or does not equal what's actually in it.
Right.
But also the tax laws. I mean, yes, the one you're talking about is bad. Victoria's right. It is the law. But to go and scrutinize
it's
every single
work.
Account, that's just, I mean, it's insanely huge and growing government. But the thing that gets me is the capital gains tax. And nobody's talking about this because this affects Doug farmers who are passing
I am.
On
I
farms
talk about
from
all the
one,
time.
To, one to the other, from parents who want to pass down to kids. The way that they're going to increase the capital gains tax right now is going to kill the middle class. It's going to not affect the poor because the poor won't be able to do anything about it. It's going to completely not bother the rich because the rich are fine, but the people like us who are in the middle are going to be taken to the shed. And the way it goes now is if, and I'll say God forbid, like my aunt would say, God forbid, but if my parents die, or your parents die, or someone's parents die, when they do, and you take possession of the house that they lived in, you aren't gifted that house. You don't have to. You have to actually pay taxes on the house at the value that it is.
Let me make it. Let me bring it more.
The taxes. You don't. I don't get a tax bill if my parents die. Their estate has to cover.
If you don't have any money in the estate, farmers don't have any
money in the estate.
They have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
have
an estate.
No cash.
Let me just finish this example.
Right,
if your parents did, if like my parents paid $30,000 for their house, like the house that my mom lived in the 70s, paid $30,000 on it. Her property tax, everything is very low. It's paid off. But if that value of the house is now $1 million, which it is, then you have to pay taxes on the current value. And it's at 40%. So you have to come up with 40%.
Grand.
I mean, come
or
on.
Sell
who
a
can
house.
Do that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
and
sorry,
so
yeah,
here's another example. Jennifer and her father have a business together. So her father hits the road to the happy beyond, and Jennifer's got a business that's worth millions of dollars, and there isn't cash to pay for it. So the business gets sold, liquidated, and all those people are put out of work. This is insanity. The way this country is headed with taxes and paying for everybody to go to college and all this stuff, we have gone off the rails. And when I saw this, as far as the IRS is concerned, you're guilty. I have, I'm thankful that I probably don't come under this scrutiny unless, you know, there's a dime that hasn't been reported somewhere. I report everything and take all the deductions that are legal. That's the way I've always done it. But to take money and now pay for everybody's college as if it was high school, and pay for everybody before they go to kindergarten, at what point do the state becomes everything?
I think universal pre-K I think that's a much more important solution than free college for everybody.
Okay. Well, so you separate it out maybe.
Yeah.
But
universal
pre-K
is something
that
is really
important. That there's so much financial dependence on the government that keeps being built in and expanded. The desperation for people who don't have a, you know, they don't have, we don't have anything. Okay, well, the government will take care of you. And the government shouldn't be taking care of anybody that's able-bodied and of able mind. And yet we have all these people.
It kills the American spirit. And this is what, this, you know, everybody loves to say, oh, well, the American spirit is racist. No, the American spirit was about coming someplace for a new opportunity to do better than your parents did. And it was based in hard work. And that's gone.
But so many people have like 3 and 4 jobs, and they still barely make ends meet.
And some people have none. And that's what's ridiculous, is that the people who, I love the people who have 3 and 4 jobs. I have 3 and 4 jobs. I love that, because it means that people are out there working to try to get a better life. What I cannot stand is the people who think, we're so addicted to the government. The government's going to give me this and that, and I'll just settle for it, and then sit around on their butts all day long and do nothing. That's not the American spirit. That is what this kind of government is encouraging. This kind of government is encouraging people to just accept what the government gives you. And when we go down that road, get ready for the food
rations, get ready for Cuba, get ready
for what they're doing and fighting people for a Tylenol. Because that's what the government's going to tell you what you need. And then
the question about Biden and his popularity, what he's really all about, or who's really pulling the strings here, is a question. It's the people that aren't so visible. You know where Pelosi's coming from for the most part. You know where McCarthy's coming from. You look at these people and, there are 40 different trade associations representing hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of businesses that have wailed off in the past 3 or 4 days against the president. And I got to believe his popularity is going like a tank. And the Democrats, who need business to support them, are losing very quickly the support because of this sort of thing, and more specifically, the overreach that was well known during, the Nixon era and after that for doing things, let's go get these guys because they're our enemy kind of stuff. And that's what the IRS, that's what it smacks of. I don't want to live in that kind of a state. I do, and I'm going to do as much as I can through my bully pulpit and my own. I'm not a tax dodger, and I resent the hell out of you. Well, if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be worried. So let's say somebody does audit you or me. You have to hire somebody to go over the taxes and cost your money.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, who wants to live in that kind of a state?
If you can't afford to hire somebody like that, which a lot of people can't,
you just get screwed because the government's got all the power. You got none. Zero. Hopefully people will understand what's going on and do something about it in some way, shape, or form. Be visible, be vocal. But this is the most, I can't remember anything that was this invasive, even under Nixon and before when LBJ was president. They had all those New Deal things that got enacted. It's the same kind of stuff, but then they sort of petered out because most of them didn't work because they're just like the, as Jennifer just said, actually, over the weekend, looked at some of this stuff. It's a disgruntled. That's one word. It's a disassembled mess. It's a hodgepodge of things put together poorly, planned poorly by people who either don't know how to plan, or they don't care, or they're just novices. Who knows where these kids? Because the kids coming out of school that had government or were majors in political science or something, they get hired into these offices. They're the ones that put a lot of the bills together. And what do they know?
Well, and the truth is, if we want to argue these things one at a time, then argue each item one at a time. The problem is that they're pushing them all, like you mentioned, hodgepodge into a bill that's supposed to be about infrastructure. And worse yet, a bill that's just supposed to reconcile their budget. I mean, this reconciliation is ridiculous. The parliamentarian has come out and said, you can't put this. They wanted to put immigration and amnesty in the reconciliation bill. And each of these things, it's not saying that you can't go down that road and pursue what you want to. They just need to be part of a separate bill. They can't all be jammed into a budget reconciliation.
So what is when does the government run out of money?
This weekend, I think.
Yeah. And so what are they doing to avert a shutdown? Are they trying to...
They're going to do what they always do, which is a continuing resolution to kick the can down the road, because it's what everybody does. They did it under
Why doesn't
Trump,
this stuff come up at election time? Why don't things like this come up at election time? It's always, people forget. They don't remember, or It's the name that they recognize.
Well, and the truth is, who are you going to hold accountable? Because Democrats and Republicans are doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody's just kicking the can down the road because they can't find consensus. So they're like, oh, well, I guess we'll get to it next time.
Well, there's a big price to this plan, whether it's him or Susan Rice or whoever's behind it, there's a huge price to pay for it. And we already are $26 trillion in debt. Let's keep digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me because I don't know. I owe my soul to the company store. A lot of people listening know where that came from. Any of you know where that came from?
I know the song, yes.
Yeah, 16 tons. Tennessee Ernie Ford, 46 after the hour. Now, this week there's a spotlight on people that are trying to get healthy. Actually, every week there's a spotlight on that. And if you are thinking it's time for me to lose some weight, time for me to get in shape, time for me to do the right thing, then I'm going to send you in a direction that I've been sending people for years and years and years into the toploss.com website to explore what Calitrin is all about, the weight loss formula that's all natural. You don't have to go onto a crash diet. You can if you want. It'll help move you along. But then when you've lost the weight, okay, so what do you do? How do you keep it off? Unless you change your eating habits and your living habits, you're probably going to have a problem keeping the weight off. So why not do the same thing I've done and lots of people that I know have done using Calitrin. There are several different ways. I think all the ladies here use it because it's wonderfully helpful to give you a peaceful night's rest because of the ingredients, the natural ingredients. But I can't go through all that. So it would take me 6 hours to give you all the information that's there on the website. So if you have questions about losing weight, keeping it off, personal stuff, you can have your own counselor when you go to toploss.com. Right now, there's $10 off every bottle that you purchase. That's their early fall special. So lose the weight, keep it off, enjoy your fitness and your health and well-being. All the members of the family will feel much better. Calitrin's just, it's proven to help with weight loss and better sleep, amongst other things. The natural way to get energy and keep the weight off is Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out, get the deal, including free shipping, using the code DJV.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Here we go with Tech Talk time. For Tuesday, how about that for an alliteration, Victoria? Tuesday Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with her expertise to lend a hand to understanding some of the things going on. So here's something. The CIA developing plans to kidnap Julian Assange. What's this report all about?
Yeah, this new report is kind of interesting. It shows that the Trump administration CIA actively developed plans to kidnap or assassinate the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange during his seclusion in London's Ecuadorian embassy. The scenarios included abducting him from the embassy, intercepting a Russian effort to extract him, or an outright assassination attempt. So they also thought that Russia was trying to get him out, which would make sense because then he could camp out with Edward Snowden, right? He could be in the adjoining suites in the Moscow luxury hotel where Snowden lives. Mm-hmm. So none of the operations were actually approved. They do paint a portrait, though, of how the intelligence agencies were obsessed with WikiLeaks and of Julian Assange as a controversial figure. As the sources cite, they had conversations with more than 30 former U.S. officials, and among those, 8 of them provided details on the plans to kidnap Assange. So clearly, this was a well-known thing among the Trump administration former, the officials there. Everybody seemed to know about this. The issue became particularly heated in March of 2017 when WikiLeaks published a catalog of hacking tools that were developed by the CIA. And so in this report, they said at that point, WikiLeaks became a complete obsession of Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State. And so the report confirms long-held suspicions about surveillance of WikiLeaks activists as well as espionage activists around Assange's stay at the embassy. And they said it got to the point where every human being in a 3-block radius of that embassy was working for one of the intelligence services. Whether they were street sweepers or police officers or security guards, they had everybody apparently watching him really closely. And so the plans were mostly blocked by lawyers associated with the Justice Department who clearly saw any abduction as straightforwardly illegal. And so the idea of an assassination was shut down even before that. And so the reporting cuts a stark contrast with President Trump's statements on the campaign trail, where he, as we all know, he was constantly praising Julian Assange and WikiLeaks for their role when they hacked information from the Clinton campaign.
A contradiction from Trump?
I know, right? But apparently something, well, that's the thing that makes you wonder. Did Assange have something on Mike Pompeo? Did he have something on Trump? Did he have some, I mean, there's probably, clearly if they turned it into... Yeah, I mean, clearly, if they became this obsessed and this much of a turnabout,
you know,
there must have been something there.
There's, you know what this reminds me of? If you watch the TV show Billions, I say this to the audience because Victoria and I both watch Billions.
Yeah, we're caught up now. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole business, Trump has been accused of so many things, and he's been able to get out of all of the charges. Kind of like X.
Mm-hmm.
He's... continues.
Although I don't know how he's
going to
get out of the current dilemma.
Well, what? Who are you talking about? Trump? Or are you talking
Bobby
about
Bobby Axelrod? No, Bobby Axelrod. Yeah.
But if he doesn't get out, that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
And the show isn't over. So I'm thinking Trump's a lot like that, one way or the other. All right. In a moment, focus on Congress and Facebook. Stand by.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Let's Zuck the Zuck. What's going on, Victoria?
Well, Facebook announced that it would be pausing work on its Instagram for Kids app earlier this week. And so this is now after weeks of growing pressure from lawmakers and advocacy groups to scrap the idea completely. Lawmakers aren't satisfied with the pause. They want Facebook to get rid of this entire idea.
Good.
They said, essentially, this is Instagram. It's an Instagram that's targeted to kids under the age of 13.
Yeah.
What could go wrong with that?
Shouldn't even have access to iPads and iPhones, actually.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.